Hello and welcome to English Pronunciation Pod, the English pronunciation podcast dedicated to improving your pronunciation of American English. I'm accent reduction specialist Charles Becker, and I'm coming to you from New York City, the multicultural capital of the world. I want to welcome everybody to our podcast. English Pronunciation Pod is intended for speakers of all languages. No matter where you're from, if your goal is to speak English clearly and correctly, this podcast will be of benefit to you. This podcast will cover the key aspects of American pronunciation, such as the vowels, the consonants, intonation, syllable stress, and connected speech. Transcripts of our lessons can be found at our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. Our website also contains additional training materials, such as our accent reduction course in MP3, Best Accent Training. In addition, you can leave your comments and suggestions for our site. I'd love to hear from you. In today's podcast, we're going to learn about two very important vowels in English, the vowels E and I. We're going to begin by learning and practicing the pronunciation of E, and then learning and practicing I, and then learning how to distinguish between E and I correctly. As you may already know, many students of English often make the mistake of pronouncing E like I, or I like E, depending on their native language. So we're going to develop a clear distinction between the two. That way, it'll be clear whether you're saying, I'm not going to leave here, L-E-A-V-E, leave, or I'm not going to live here, L-I-V-E. So let's begin by learning how to articulate E correctly. When you pronounce E, your tongue should be high and forward, and your lips should be spread. It's a good idea to use a mirror to check the form of your lips, making sure that they're spread when you say E. Also, E is what's known as a tense vowel. A tense vowel because there is tension in the tongue. The tongue is somewhat tight. So again, remember, tongue is high, forward, tense, and lips are spread. Now let's say E, keeping those things in mind. Listen and repeat. E. E. Now let's try some words which contain E. Listen and repeat. Eat. Seek. Least. Reach. Heal. Leave. Now I'd like to provide you with some common expressions and useful idioms which contain the E sound. Listen and repeat. Please have a seat. He's a real team player. Making ends meet isn't always easy. Now I'd like to teach you how to pronounce the vowel I. I, as in the words big, kiss, live. I is considered one of the most difficult vowels to pronounce in English, but it's also one of the most common. It appears in thousands and thousands of words, especially common grammar or structure words, such as is, him, this, and it. It's also the sound we use in the suffix ing, ing, as in I am speaking, He's writing. You're listening. So now let's discuss how to pronounce I correctly. When we pronounce I, our tongue should be high, forward, and the center of the tongue relaxed. Our lips should be neutral. Both I and E are high tongue positions, but the main difference is that for I, our tongue is slightly lower, and the center part is more relaxed. If your I sounds too much like E, then you probably need to lower and relax the center of your tongue just a little bit. It's a very small difference in terms of position, but it makes quite a big difference in terms of sound to the ears of a native speaker. Now let's try to pronounce I, keeping the rules of pronunciation that we've discussed in mind. Listen and repeat. I. I. Before we move on to practice words and sentences, I'd like to provide a tip for those of you that are still having problems finding I. You can find I by moving from E, as in see, to E, as in get or send. Start with your tongue position in E, high, tense, and forward, and gradually lower your tongue from E to E. If you stop in the middle, between E and E, you will find the correct tongue position for I. First, I'm going to practice going from E all the way down to E. This is how the exercise sounds. E. Try the exercise on your own. Now I'm going to do it again, except this time I'm going to stop in the middle, before I get to E. E. Notice how I stopped on I. Now try that on your own. So remember, the tongue position for I is located slightly lower than E and slightly higher than E, right in the middle. Now let's practice some words which contain the sound I. Listen and repeat. It. Sick. List. Rich. Hill. Live. Next, we're going to practice some common expressions and useful idioms which contain the sound I. Listen and repeat. I miss him. Click on the link. Give me a ring sometime. He's going to flip his lid. In the next section of this podcast, I'm going to help you further develop a clear distinction between your E and your I. In this special training exercise, we're going to say a pair of words. The pronunciation of these words is exactly the same, except for the vowel contained within them. The first word contains the vowel E. The second word contains the vowel I. Remember to keep your tongue slightly lower and more relaxed when pronouncing I. Listen and repeat the following pairs of words. Eat. It. Seek. Sick. Least. List. Reach. Rich. Heel. Hill. Leave. Live. As I mentioned before, hearing and pronouncing the difference between these two vowel sounds often takes time, practice, and a lot of patience. But with practice, you will get it. The more you practice and repeat the exercises, the more you'll develop muscle memory. Muscle memory is the ability to do something without thinking, to do it automatically. Think of dancers, athletes, musicians. How do they get so good at what they do? Practice, repetition, training. They practice their routines until it becomes automatic habit, muscle memory. The same is true for accent reduction and English pronunciation. If you're looking for more practice materials, be sure to visit our website, EnglishPronunciationPod.com. There you'll find additional training materials such as Best Accent Training, a complete English pronunciation course in MP3 format. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions about this podcast, feel free to contact me. It would be great to hear from you. From New York City, this is Charles Becker for English Pronunciation Pod, saying thank you and see you next time.